I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they...
All right, I wanted to hammer home that in one more time. It is so important for you to double check your scripts to make sure you are FTC compliant. I am in a new industry I haven't been in before, which is, I guess, online business coaching. And I wrote a VSL. I wrote a script. I shot it. I just went and shot it, moved super fast. And then I talked to the legal team because I had seen big mistakes before. And I talked to him and he told me, Peter, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you go to jail and 10 being you're totally fine and squeaky clean, you're about a 5 right now. So if you blow this thing up, you're going to get in some serious trouble. And then he sent me all sorts of documents about like Dean Graziosi and some other guys who had some huge numbers. And years later, people came after them, right? People came after them because they made claims they weren't allowed to say. It happens so many times, and it's so easy for you to accidentally just say something you probably shouldn't have said. FTC will come in and they will paint you as a really bad figure. They have a bad case of blowing things out of proportion and making it seem like some guys who weren't so bad were actually really, really, really bad, right? They like to highlight and blow up and make big deals out of little things, even though they definitely weren't supposed to be doing some of those certain things. So I don't want that to happen to you. The lawyer I use, his name is Damon Wright. I have his contact information below. Absolutely, this is my one and only final message to you. You must make sure everything you're doing is FTC legal compliant. If you're going to try to sell your company, they're going to look at what you got going on and make sure everything is clean, right? If you are doing legit brand stuff, you got to make sure you know where the lines are. You don't have to do them every single time, right? But when you do them once and you get the case studies, and by the way, a case study is just someone who got sued before, right, and messed up. So you want to make sure that you stay in your lane, you stay compliant, you know where the lines are, you know where the boundaries are, you know exactly what you are and aren't allowed to say, and you have that systematized within your company so that none of your employees can do things and everybody knows exactly where you're supposed to be. I'm not a lawyer. That's why I'm telling you to go talk to a lawyer, right? It's the point of this video. Talk to a lawyer and make sure you have everything aligned so that you can get your company sold and you can be squeaky clean, family friendly, and you can go straight to the moon with no problems. Peace.